House lawmakers began debating their version of the state's two-year budget early Tuesday and were still at it Wednesday morning. Members considered hundreds of amendments as part of a $210 billion spending plan. One key change is additional $2.2 billion for school funding. Chief Budget Writer John Otto, a Dayton Republican, says it covers an increase in the amount spent for each public school student.
It increases the basic allotment from $5,040 per ADA to $5,213 per ADA. That's a $173 per child increase in the funding formula.
The marathon session included skirmishes over spending on a number of issues, including border security. The House plans to fund $500 million to add 250 DPS troopers being deployed to the Rio Grande Valley. Here's Benavides Democratic Representative Ryan Guillen.
My community is frightened to know and to imagine that not only are we going to get that for the next 2 years, the 233% increase in citations, not only are we getting that, but we're getting it double because we've got the surge funded in here. Then we also have, in addition, to hire a whole new set of full-time troopers, and we've got them both going on at the same time.
A heated moment came when freshman Republican Dr. Stuart Spitzer added an amendment that succeeded in moving $2.5 million from a program to prevent STD and AIDS to a sex education program that promotes abstinence. Eagle Pass Democrat Pancho Nevarez challenged Spitzer.
And you feel as a medical doctor that the position you're taking on, not just from a fiscal standpoint, but the actual position that you're taking on this issue, is prudent for somebody in the medical community, a scientist?
Yes, I do.
You really do?
Yes.
You're going to stand here in front of these men and women and believe that this is a prudent amendment to take.
The Senate must pass its version of the budget that will probably include less money for education and more for border security. Then the two chambers will meet in a conference committee to approve the final spending plan that may look very different than the one the House is adopting. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.